Well, coming in Friday night at the Baxter County Fair, boy, looking forward to a great show. Ricochet is going to be at the fairgrounds, Baxter County Fairgrounds of Mountain Home, this Friday night. And I'll tell you what, thrilled to be joined on the phone this morning by Heath Wright, one of the original members of the band Ricochet. Heath, how are you today?
Well, I'm just fine. I'm fine, Brad. How are you doing, brother?
I am doing great. Looking forward to the show Friday night. I tell you what, there's so many questions I want to ask you. First off, let's talk about the group Ricochet. You guys have been playing music for a long time now, haven't you?
You know, it's hard to believe, but started doing this back in 95. I actually moved to Nashville in 1993 to join this band this band was a group called Lariat at the time, and one thing after another kind of conspired. We ended up the band sort of disbanded shortly after I joined it. I always tell people it wasn't my fault. but after we disbanded, we kind of started rebuilding the band, and it was a blessing in disguise for me. I was able to rebuild a band and kind of build it exactly how I wanted. I got to handpick each and every band member, myself and the drummer and the fiddle player, who were brothers at the time. We kind of rebuilt it and renamed it. It turns out the old manager owned the rights to the name Lariat, and since he was no longer part of the picture, we kind of had to start all over with a brand new name. Called it Ricochet because our new manager owned a nightclub in Columbia, Missouri called the Silver Bullet. And the Silver Bullet, his wife thought it would look cool on the sign out front if the marquee read, "The Silver Bullet presents Ricochet." And yeah, it was kind of cool until we figured out that it's the hardest word in country music history to spell. I mean, since Shenandoah, at the time Shenandoah wasn't touring, and we used to tell people that since Shenandoah broke up, we're the most misspelled band in country music, you know. it's been quite a ride these last 22 years, and I got to be honest, we enjoy it as much, if not more now, than we did back then.
That is awesome. Now, Heath, of course, I want to talk about the music, of course. Three top tens, five top 20 hits, and, of course, Daddy's Money, your number one back in 96. Tell us about that song, how that came about.
Daddy's Money was a song that was written by Bob DePiro, Steve Seskin, and Mark D. Sanders. And I had heard that the song had been around a while, and I don't know why it didn't. First time I heard it, I thought it was a hit record. I heard it over the phone. I was visiting my mom and dad here at my ranch in Oklahoma, which is where I live now. But at the time, I was living in Nashville, of course, and I decided to come home for a few days and visit my folks, and I got a call from our producer, Ron Chancy, who had produced artists like the Oak Ridge Boys and Sawyer Brown, Graham Brown, Billy Crash Cruddock. He had quite a resume. So anyway, had kind of just, you know, got home, and this was before the days of cell, before everybody had a cell phone. And my mom had told me, she said, "Someone named Uncle Ron called." And I was like, "Oh, that's our producer, Ron Chancy." And she said, "Well, he said it's very important you call him right back." So I get on the phone and I call Uncle Ron back, and he says, "Listen, son, we got this song, and if we don't record it soon, somebody else is." So I thought the song was brand new, that had just been written and, you know, just been demoed and just hit the market, in, uh-huh, so to speak, there in Nashville. But I found out years later that it had been around for a while, and I don't know why someone hadn't recorded it, but we got lucky. As soon as he played it for me over the phone, I said, "Well, it's kind of a silly little thing, but I think it's going to be a hit. We should put a hold on it." And we did. We went in the studio and recorded it. Turns out it was our second single off that debut album, and it was our very first number one song.
That is a neat story. That's neat. Well, Heath, let's talk about folks who come out to see you Friday night at the fairgrounds. What can they expect?
Well, the best way to describe a Ricochet show is chaos at high volume. here lately, you can expect rain, because the last two Ricochet shows we've done, we got rained out early. I'm hoping that won't happen at Baxter County on the 15th. You know, this Friday, we're hoping that we can get up there and give you the whole show. But it's chaos at loud volumes. We like to have a good time when we play. You'll hear all the songs that you're familiar with, like Daddy's Money and What Do I Know and Love Is Stronger Than Pride, all the hits. But there's a few surprises in the show as well. So once you've heard your favorite song, it's going to be worth it just to stick around to the end of the show, trust me. And I should also mention, at the end of the show, we're not like a lot of bands that just kind of pack up and head back home. we like to kind of get to know the fans, so we'll be signing autographs for each and every person that wants an autograph, or till they're all gone.
Basically. Hey, that's great. You don't see that very often.
I don't know why. That's one of the funnest parts of performing, is getting out there and meeting your fans and finding out stuff about them. You know, a lot of fans tell us that said, you know, it makes me feel kind of old sometimes, but you'll get some college kid come through the lines, they'll be saying, you know, I remember listening to you guys when I was just a little tot, you know, just a little little kid, and I was like, oh, okay, all right, I guess we have been around a while.
It kind of puts it in perspective, doesn't it?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, Friday night is going to be a great show, and Heath, man, I tell you what, it's been great talking to you. Thanks so much for the time. Looking forward to seeing you Friday night.
Oh, it's my pleasure, Brad, and looking forward to seeing you guys and all the good folks there in Baxter County. You guys, come on out.
All right. Thanks for the time, Heath. We'll talk to you soon.
Take care, brother.
All right. Ricochet Friday night at the Baxter County Fairgrounds in Mountain Home.